Hey guys, we are finally back with Gals, and we're really stoked to fire it up again with Kendra Havens. And Kendra Havens is a new team member of the .NET team, which is we're pretty stoked about it. And you'll probably see a lot of her content here on Channel 9, so watch out for that. She has two videos currently out right now. Kendra, welcome to Gals.
Thanks for having me.
What's the plans for the other videos? I know you're wearing a little pink.
Yeah, definitely want to make my Linux tutorial. Uh-huh. Might be filming that today. Nice. If not, I'll just keep wearing this sweatshirt forever.
Stink it up.
Yeah, definitely want to do a GitHub quick demo, maybe with a Docker example, which would be cool.
Do you just kind of come up with it randomly, or you're like, oh, people need to know?
There's been a couple of requests online. There's definitely some stuff that we want to bring more attention to help new users get started.
Cool. Yeah, your videos have done very well. We were like, we need to have her
on
the show.
She's
killing it. People love it. We got to bring her on. So we brought you on to know more about you as a person.
Yay.
Get away from the demos and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So where did you grow up and where did you go to school?
I grew up in Zionsville, Indiana.
Okay.
It's like 30 minutes outside of Indianapolis. Z-Town. Z-Town.
Is that what it's like now?
Yeah. I don't know. We moved to Colorado and Texas, and eventually I went to the University of Oklahoma for school. I graduated there just in May, so recent graduate.
Did you know Den Delamarski?
No. Oh.
He's on the Docs team now, but he went to University of Oklahoma.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we got to keep our network strong.
Yeah.
Boomer Sooner.
Cool. And you studied computer science there?
Or? I actually studied French. I have a minor in computer science and linguistics.
Nice.
Yeah, kind of random.
Wow, what did you want to do with French?
I was, you know, a freshman. The whole world was open to me. I just wanted to learn more about world history and Western culture and, like, philosophical ideas, all of that.
That's
interesting.
Awesome.
Culture perspective stuff. But the more I delved into it, the more I realized in my day-to-day work, I want to be working with technology.
Nice.
So.
So then how did you get to Microsoft?
I literally walked up to a Microsoft booth at a career fair and said, "Hey, Microsoft, big fan." And they didn't think it was really weird. So so I got an Explorer internship here, which is the internship for super young people, which is so much fun. And then I was a PM intern in 2015.
So the internship was for just the summer?
Mm-hmm.
The original one?
Yeah.
And how old were you when you did that one?
20.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the next year you came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that you graduated.
Yeah.
And you got a job offer.
Yeah.
She makes it sound so easy.
Yeah. Walk in the park.
That was easy, yeah. So before all that, how did you pick the computer science as the minor? Were you just like, I like technology, let's just do this too?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was kind of bad at French. So I kept on relying on a lot of translation software to help me out. And the more I got interested in it, I was like, wow, computers can do so many cool things. So I started learning Python.
Nice.
And just kept learning. Started taking my first computer science class. And I was like, I got a minor in this. This is awesome.
That's cool. So What do you do on the .NET team, like day to day?
Yeah. Good question.
Are you
I
just
never
making
know.
Videos? Yeah, you know. Walking every day, like, what
we
am I doing?
Make it up as we go along. Right now we're trying to redo our .NET documentation website, so I'm involved a lot with that. We're definitely trying to smooth out the getting started experience for our users, and just constantly looking at like feedback from customers and going to design reviews and that kind of thing.
So you're a program manager, that's your title?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So you work with devs too? Like you tell them what to do, or like how does that work?
I don't have anybody. Usually a PM would get like a feature or something to sort of a product to own, and then they would have certain devs working on that team. And they would talk, and it would be like a mutual relationship. Hopefully nobody's ordering anybody around.
That's true.
Right now, since I don't have that space, since I'm still really, really new, this is my sixth week. So I'm still exploring the tools and just familiarizing myself with space and making videos for new stuff that I find out.
How did you get into the video side of it? Was someone just like, hey?
Do you know Lucian Wyszyk?
Yeah.
He's awesome. Great. Yeah. He did a study of like sitting a lot of people down in front of a computer, and he kind of found out millennials like short videos that like are entertaining, mm-hmm. which there wasn't a lot of those that existed in this space. So I was just like, I'll just take a swing at it.
And it worked out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I get to apply all of those hours I've spent on YouTube and what I've learned.
That's cool.
Yeah.
At the fair that you went to, the career fair, were there other tech companies that you went up to? Or was Okay. So you were just open to any tech company. You're like, I just want to work in the world. That's cool.
Yeah. It was the, I just really wanted a job.
They don't want to move back home. Yeah. With the parentals.
Right. Yeah. No, there were other people there, but I almost didn't go up to the Microsoft booth. It was literally like this close. Like I walked up and then I was like, no, they don't want to talk to like a 20-year-old who doesn't know anything. Barely even like, I had just started my computer science classes. So I like walk forward and turned away. Oh. I walk forward and turn away. I walk forward and I was like, hey. So it was, you know, as awkward as possible. It was awesome.
Yeah. That's great. If you could go back and redo college, would you have made computer science your major and French your minor, or no, you like the way it turned out?
That is a really difficult question. I really like the way it turned out. Mm-hmm. I always wish like I knew more about computer science, and I know there are classes that like a lot of the devs here took that I missed out on, and I feel like I skipped a step, but I also know my worldview was hugely changed by my French major, so I can't like... And so I couldn't imagine me without that. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy with the way it turned out, especially since I still get to work here.
Yeah,
it awesome all worked out. With the people I get to work with. Amazing people.
Not us. Lucian and Hanselman and all those amazing people.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you study abroad?
Yeah, I did.
To Paris, France?
Or yeah, Clermont-Ferrand. Mm. Oh.
I don't know any French, but I do love France.
Yeah,
I've
lived
twice. Beautiful.
Yeah. I lived there for 9 months.
Okay.
And studied, and I taught English in a French high school.
So you went to France to teach English instead of going to like learn more?
Well, I was going to university. I was like a part-time English teacher there.
Okay, cool.
Nice. The worst high schoolers are so mean.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, better just start learning computer science instead.
Yeah, dude. Dang. High school's hard.
Wow, so you taught high schoolers.
Yeah.
English. Oh my gosh, that's brutal.
I was like a mean high schooler too, though.
Yeah.
Roll up in French class, be like, what do you have to teach me?
Yeah.
God.
I was pretty bad.
You know, puberty. Yeah. Yeah. It
happens. You think you know everything.
Yeah.
And then you grow up, you're like, oh my God, I don't know anything.
Ooh.
So where do you see your career at Microsoft? Do you think you're going to chill at the .NET team for a while?
Like where I'm going?
Do you see yourself presenting at Build keynotes?
I'd love to grow up, like when I grow up someday, I'd love to be... Maybe Scott Hanselman. I don't know how high. That's a really high bar. Maybe I could be him. I don't know.
Better version.
I get to talk to him. Like, I have a one-on-one with him later this week.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
That'll be awesome.
That's
hopefully
great.
He doesn't see this, so you know, it's like, how excited I am to talk to him. But, oh my God, he does such good videos.
Yeah. He does.
I don't think he watches any videos, though. He's too busy.
He's too busy,
videos.
Yeah.
That's a good bar. Scott Hanselman's awesome.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
That'd be cool. But we'll see.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Let's do it. Okay. We do this thing called a lightning round where we just off the cuff.
Oh, gosh.
Off the cuff answers.
Okay.
And we will just alternate
I
as
guess
usual.
That works.
Let's do it.
Let's
We haven't done it in a while, but we're going to do it.
I hope we have the same list.
All right. Number one, coffee or tea?
Ooh. It depends.
It depends.
Yeah.
Sometimes hot chocolate?
Yeah.
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
Both good choices.
What do you spend money on that makes your life easier? I mean,
this is supposed to be a lightning round.
You did go from like college where you had like probably no money to like working where you have money. So that's pretty crazy, whatever adjustment you've made.
Yeah. I feel like I'm still kind of living as a college student.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like possibly, like instead of going out and getting new groceries that won't make me sick, I'm like, I think it's still okay to eat. So that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Maybe some fresh vegetables you can add to that list or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cut off the bad parts.
Yeah. That works.
What's the first thing you do in the mornings before you head to work?
Usually I try to read something so that I like wake up. That's like first thing. Like my alarm goes off and I'm like, oh, I have to read something, so my brain starts working and I don't have to, you know, actually think about getting out of bed.
What do you, like an email or?
Yeah, sometimes it's email, sometimes it's like Twitter updates or, yeah, whatever.
The light on the phone just like brightens your, makes you wake up. Yeah, I like to do that too. I think it's a bad habit though.
I know, I do too.
I think it is bad.
Yeah. Do you listen to music when you work?
It depends on what kind of work I'm doing. If I'm reading a lot, I can't listen to music, mm-hmm. but if I'm writing, I can.
What kind of music?
Hip hop, mostly, like pop music.
I like pop, top 100, mm-hmm. that's the best of.
Well, yeah, I'm like obsessed with Suicide Squad soundtrack.
Oh
it's
yeah.
So
it is.
Good.
Yeah. It's really
can't
good.
Can't stop listening to it.
They're like the top, like that song's like top 10 in the world right now, so. Mm.
The Heathens one?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is. It's a good. It's a
Did
solid
you watch the movie?
No, I haven't seen the
movie.
Yeah, I haven't
seen the movie either.
And what's your favorite app?
I really like One Bus Away, actually, because I use it all the time.
You like that over just using the map on your phone?
Well, One Bus Away shows like the. I almost feel like it's more accurate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It shows like the minutes counting down, and even seconds.
And it's always accurate.
And then it shows up all of the next lines that'll come in. So like if you miss the one that's like 1 minute from now, you know there's one in 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Buses are awesome.
So unpredictable.
Yeah, public transportation.
Do you take the Microsoft shuttle to work or?
No, I take the bus.
Oh, you take the bus.
Yeah.
Bus. Okay. Do you do far from the shuttle?
I don't know where the shuttles are.
Oh, okay, I gotta help you after
I'm
this
still
video
too
shoot.
New.
The shuttles are the best.
Okay.
They're like Wi-Fi, nice comfy seats, like they're the bomb. I'll hook it up.
That'll be good.
Yep.
Sweet.
Code question, favorite language to code in?
Ooh. I could just say C#, because
everyone always says
C# is best. Yeah, but everyone says that, yeah. So like.
Okay, second favorite.
Ooh.
Python.
Oh my gosh.
You can be honest here.
I can be honest? Okay. I really like using Java in Android Studio.
Oh!
Those apps are so cool, though. And I can just put them right on my Samsung, like locally deploy it, yeah. And just like, I can do stuff on my phone. It's so great.
Do you do anything with Xamarin?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
Back when I was trying to do that as a student, it was still like you had to pay the $100 or whatever, and I was like, I'm too cheap.
Honesty.
So,
love it.
Like but now I think you can get it free with Visual Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You would know more than
so I gotta,
anyone.
I should know
you
more.
You should do a demo on that.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
What's the most useless gadget you bought? So like your worst buyer's remorse.
Well, at first I was really sad. I just got a better webcam, the C920, which I love. It's amazing. But when I plugged it into my Surface 3, for some reason the default camera app, you can't actually change what camera you're using, which was horrible. But then it updated, so it was fine. But for a while I was like,
is this
webcam completely useless with my with my device?
But
it was okay. They just updated it.
You sound smart with your money. I feel like you're not going to go buy some stupid
I think a lot
gadget.
About things.
Yeah. We were just talking about budget sheets on Excel earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you're not very wasteful and don't have much buyer remorse. Okay. I hope this one isn't too hard. But what's a product you would want to work on, either within Microsoft or even outside? Is there any like product you're like, oh my god, I love that thing. I want to work on that company.
Outside of Microsoft?
Either
or inside?
Or inside.
I'd probably say inside because there's so many cool things. I really wish I could dive more into TypeScript and the language extension features.
Oh.
I feel like there's so much, you can go so far with that. I'm like really excited about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The .NET team better watch out.
No.
Go work for Anders.
.NET's so great. Or Roslyn, though, the compiler team. That was my first summer internship was on Roslyn.
Nice.
Which was awesome.
Oh, yeah, those guys that work on that are
But we're
best.
Like basically the same
team.
Same
family,
so
yeah.
I think
you're the same building, too.
All of the guys, yeah.
You got it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Okay, this is quick question. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Why would you make me choose? I'm going to... I gotta go.
She's gotta go. Oh, man.
And I also want to add that I was talking with Kendra earlier, and she's a Harry Potter fan, and I am a massive
Should we change
Harry Potter
fan. Star Wars, Star Trek, or Harry Potter?
Those are three fantastic franchises.
I can't choose.
But she's also a Harry Potter fan as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who is it? Can't you know choose. Who is it? Seth Warris, isn't it? We've tried to get him into Harry Potter. He's fallen asleep.
It's a phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
But we won't make you choose.
Okay. We're going to get serious, you guys. What's your advice for the younger generation to get into tech?
Don't stop trying.
Believe.
Yeah. Keep believing. Even if, like I'm here, and I still have moments where, like, oh, gosh, I'm completely lost. I have no idea what's going on. But if you keep on trying to figure it out and you don't give up, like, that's just what we do every single day, even professional devs. We can be completely lost when we're trying out a new language or a new IDE or just new tools in general. But everybody has a pretty long revving up period to get started. And if you don't give up, you get comfortable with it. And then that feeling really pays off. So keep it up.
Nice.
That's solid.
That's solid.
I like that. And then, what's your biggest online time waster?
Probably YouTube.
You just anything and everything?
Yeah, I just exploring. Keep exploring. Used to be Reddit. I haven't been Redditing in a while.
Yeah,
I
kind of slow down on Redditing too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. We should bring that back.
Probably.
What was your first success in technology?
Ooh.
Either in college, or even before college. Or
what qualifies as like success in technology? Like the first time I got something to run?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
That one moment you're like, oh yeah, I got this.
I think, yeah, I had a really good moment. It was like, I think it was the third lab class of my Java 1 course. And we just sat down and we had our instructions and we had a partner and We have one person who drives and they actually type the code, and the other person navigates and reads the instructions and makes suggestions. And we just got on a roll. I realized like I knew exactly how to do all of these tools, like get input from the console and then output it and like perform logic, and
were
it was
the
good.
Typer or the
I was the type. Oh, I was driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And. Yeah, I don't know. It felt really good.
Is that when you were like, I like this. I want to keep doing this.
Yeah, I think so. I think we were making like a hangman program. It was really great.
Yeah.
Tell us a problem you worked on, and can you tell us about technology rate? Can you tell me what that question
is?
Oh,
yes. Let me decipher what I probably wrote. Oh, wow. That is a horrible question. That is just poorly written syntax over there. Okay, I guess this one is your hardest problem that you've worked on.
Ooh.
So it might have not panned out well. But,
yeah, you know. I think it was making the transition from like Java and Java APIs to C# and Visual Studio tools instead of like Eclipse.
What year was that? Were you in college still?
That was starting my first job in college before I interned at Microsoft or anything. I was just like really, really lost. And there was no one for me to really, like, the lead programmer on that, it was just a programming job at my university for a language learning center. But the lead programmer, like, wasn't always there in the evenings, and so I didn't really have a lot of people to ask. So I had to teach myself how to Google in the correct ways, and that was really difficult and lonely. But I don't know. Yeah. So that was part of my advice. Like, just keep trying. You'll
Well, you're glad.
You'll find the community you need to answer your questions.
Yeah.
So.
I'm glad you got your hands dirty with C# Sharp then.
Yes.
It led to.
Yes, absolutely.
Microsoft, so
yeah. And just the whole structure was a little bit different. Like how to look up like API references was different, and it was a big learning curve.
Nice. Cool.
Nice.
I think we've learned a good story from Kendra. Don't give up. Ever.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
It's a good message.
Believe in yourself.
Okay. That was deep. So we're going to see more videos from you, hopefully see you on stage at conferences. We expect big things from you. I'm sorry. We're putting pressure on you now.
No big deal.
No pressure.
Watch out for Kendra. It's on the Channel 9 blog. What is it? .net? Is that the blog that you put your videos onto?
We put them on Channel 9 right now.
On the .net blog? We need to make your own blog.
No.
We need to do the Kendra Higgins blog.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Yeah.
We got to do that. Get some good branding, make a cool bumper.
Yep.
Yeah.
On its way.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Kendra, and it's been awesome to learn more. And I will also include her two current videos down in the links so you can see them. They're awesome. Check them out. Okay, that's another wrap for Gals. We'll see you next time.